Sun Neyse.
That made me wet. Move over, Holly. Your man's taken now.
That was, I thought I could do that better, but
welcome
anyway.
Welcome to the Friendly Jimmy's Podcast, a new and improved episode, because every episode we keep getting better and better.
Yay!
That's better right. Than most Aussie comedians, and my man, Mr. Jimmy, has something to say about that. Who the fuck is Judith Lucy, and why does she suck?
Perfect. You wanted to play the impression game. We're going to impersonate each other. We'll go around in a circle.
Okay.
So Ali impersonates Miss Love. Miss Love impersonates me. I impersonate Ali. What
yeah,
do you reckon?
I guess right. so. But like this segment is pretty bad for me because my impressions are always horrible.
But that's the whole point of this segment.
That's okay, so a double
I'm
win.
To do Miss Love. I'll just get
stop
away
giving
with
away
my...
the magic behind the scenes. You've done the. If you were a magician, you would be hung. Run by other magicians right now. You've just destroyed the magic illusion.
The magician gallows.
Okay, fine. So I'm doing Miss Love?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go hard.
I'm a stupid head.
I'm an ugly moron with a
stupid butt. Big butt.
I just cannot understand why. Just why would you make it in a brioche bun? What's the word again? It was a difficult word. It's yeah, that's right. That was the word. Difficult. It's so difficult understanding why a brioche bun. It's crazy. Okay.
That's pretty good. I feel like I was like
10 out of 10.
I feel like I was hearing myself back on tape. Good job.
Dude, if I closed my eyes, I thought you would achieve it. That was incredible.
All right, okay. Miss Love, I guess you do Jordan.
All right, I got to think of this. God. Okay.
The Liberal government.
How's that?
He wins it. So.
And this is another thing. They're taking your money and they're putting it into funds like Maggi Noodles. Now, you think Maggi Noodles aren't important, but they fill your stomach up and they do the job when you're not hungry. And this is what the mainstream media is not telling you, okay? They're siphoning noodles off into different accounts, into offshore accounts like into Indonesia, that's, you know, those kind of places, and coal mines. They're filling coal mines up with Maggi Noodles, and that is why your minimum wage is being taken for you. Come see my show.
Jesus Christ!
Maggi Noodles.
Wait, do you know that you speak to me on a weekly basis, or do you just watch my YouTube channels and assume that that's me?
What do you mean?
But that is amazing. That is essentially, I didn't know this, but in your mind, right, you just think I'm Alex Jones, but wearing one of those Australian corks.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why I love you.
It makes so much sense now.
Yeah, because he's also like a genuine fan of the channel.
I am.
Your friendship comes second. It's the channel that he's really into.
He's just hanging around for the free t-shirt I occasionally give him.
Having said that, he literally was asking Jordan for three tickets.
Holy to which I said no.
Yeah, to which Jordan said no.
That's fucking gold.
Holy shit, that's gold.
Yeah. You really do like the channel.
No, I'm a
but
huge...
your channel is for Miss Love.
I am... You will not find a bigger fan of the change in format. I'm a huge fan
will,
in the change
you
in
will
format.
Not
I won't find a change
in the bigger opponent of the change in format.
There you go.
Just saying.
You don't know how much I like it. I watch like
and
every,
people
I'm a
think
big
that we
fan
don't
now.
Have differing opinions.
I'm a big fan now. Like, dude...
Now,
2 years, I was like, yeah, no, I mean, I liked it.
Oh,
I liked
brutal.
It.
The truth comes
no,
out.
Yeah, I'm no, I liked it.
And
what's
I'm not
the
a
tug
fan
of
anymore.
I'm joking. I'm joking. I liked it, but this is way better. I obviously liked it, but this is better. It speaks to me.
Well, that's true. That's anything true, that
and,
look,
and there's a lot.
I think
more
that Miss Love, the ideal content for Miss Love is
a man,
someone else
mic.
Watching things he personally doesn't like,
yes.
and sitting there and furrowing his brow, just going, like, "Am I the only one seeing this?"
That's just my. That's just to me, like, oh, it keeps me. It keeps me like it extends my life. Just seeing you being like, pause it there. Does anyone else realize that this chick, like, this is the fourth time she said, hey, just because of that, cancel it. Cancel it because of that. Get her off the show because of, that should be in the curriculum for the ABC. If you say, hey, four times, cancel it. And then get back home. I'm just like, he's my hero. Seriously, dude. It's so good. So if you want like stone musicians to like, if you want like stone slacker musicians to be more, then you're going to get them. Believe me.
Well, dude, it's clearly
I watch every single one. Like
channel increased in popularity heaps after
that's
that.
That's why, dude.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it's because it's less esoteric. The other stuff was mad, but it's kind of like, here's 50 assumptions with a really shit camera. And like, oh, and a butt and a cock and an ace. It's like, okay, I'm going to, what the fuck is going on? But with you sort of just being like, all right, I'm paying out the ABC. It's like, well, I'm locked, loaded, and ready to go. You know what I mean? It's mad.
Well, I look at Friendly Geordies the same way as Simpsons. The old one was better than the new one.
I guess, what's it for me then? I'm going to think of an analogy. For me, it's...
You're a fan of New Coke.
Yeah, that's it. I like New Coke. I like Vanilla Coke, which is true.
Fair enough.
Well, that's really actually disparaging because nobody really does.
Actually, just before,
except for the woke cunts, it's always Eastern Europeans that like new, like vanilla Coke. Isn't
they
it?
Like yeah. Vanilla Pepsi.
No.
Eastern Europeans.
Sorry. No.
You're mistaking Eastern Europe with Afghanistan.
You know Russia,
and it's a pretty easy
Pepsi,
mistake. Let's
Pepsi
be honest.
Ads everywhere.
Russia still sells more Pepsi than Coke.
That makes so much sense. You know what I think it is as well?
It does.
Gorbachev, as soon as the Berlin Wall collapsed, just being like, okay, we're doing an ad or what?
No, we even drank
that's
Pepsi.
The communist way.
That's
to
mad.
Give the revolution a go and then just be like, we knew this mumbo jumbo wasn't going to fly.
Yeah.
It does taste better than Coke.
By the way, I watched your model one.
Where?
Why do you like that? You're not a chick.
It was funny, dude. It was really funny.
Was that like... Was
why
that,
do you, why I don't do you know. Enjoy that? Haven't I told you those stories a billion times?
Yeah, you have, but it was nice
to hear...
It's just
my Kyle Sanderlays. Oh, I was homeless once.
No, I liked the way it was kind of like... I liked the way you sort of... It was more gritty and real, the video. And like just hearing... Here.
So what we're learning here today is
I'm a fan.
Likes an edited version of me.
Holy shit, that's the most profound thing I've ever, most profound perspective of our relationship I've ever heard. Just yeah, absolutely. If I could just have a VCR screen of you edited down, I'd be like, gold. Put your waffle on a bit sometimes. So good. Anyway, let's hear your Ali.
Awesome. Okay, yeah.
Pardon me. Just kidding. Ollie's is so easy.
What's the matter?
Dude, I have had the worst Tinder experience of my life.
Even worse than last time?
Yeah, every single time I've ever gone on a date, it's been worse than the last one before. Okay, so the last time I was going out with a shemale, and I knew it was a shemale at the time. I don't know if that's the right word, but she had a dick, dude. She had a dick. But this time I'm going out with her. I'm talking to her for a long time. And then I think something's a bit odd. I realize it's an orangutan. And it's a male orangutan. I'm dating a male orangutan. And that's fine. That's fine. If people want to fuck an orangutan, I've got no problem with that. But I don't want to fuck an orangutan.
That was just Ali.
That was me.
Should we keep this going? Should we just do a semicircle? Like, go around this time?
Maybe.
Okay. I'm liking it.
All right. Fuck it.
What are you doing?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Okay.
So you're next, I guess, but then we have to interact, right? We interact with each other?
Well, I don't know how you are, but I'll just continue with the semicircle or the circle, whatever.
Well, let's start with Miss Love.
Start.
Okay.
So Ollie gets hit twice.
So we switch. Okay. wait, what do I? Who am I being? Ali.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta think of like a topic. Hold on.
We should just make this the entire podcast, us impersonating each other. Sorry about this, but continue to pay the Patreon. Just say, in fact, up it for this. this is all you're getting from now on.
I can't
about how great we are.
I can't just think. I'm just trying to think of a scenario of Ali that isn't like Tinder. And it's really hard.
It's impossible.
I'm just going to do a Tinder one again. I'm going to do it again. Dude, I've had like the worst night last night.
What happened?
So, like, I took this girl out. I was pretty drunk, and I took this girl out, and, like, we got more and more drunk, and then, like, I think I've hit rock bottom.
What do you mean?
I just think, like, I think I've hit, like, the rock bottom. Like, it's, like, the worst thing, and, like, I don't know if it's okay.
What are you talking about? You just tell us, but I'm not sure if it's just
I took her out, I got more and more drunk, and then, like, you know, I got some tequilas in me and some vodkas and then some martinis. And then, like, she was kind of hot, but I couldn't decide if she was, like, hot, that hot. And anyway, we got back to hers and, like, it happened again. And, like, she whipped it out. And, like, I was so pissed, man, that, like, I gave it a few tugs. I gave it a few tugs. And then I realized, what am I doing? And I left. She had a penis again. Why do I always date trannies?
It happened once, Jesus fucking Christ.
It's too good a story.
Too many times.
It's too good a story.
Yeah, for most, it's never happened. All right, fine, whatever. Okay.
So nourishing.
Okay, I'm going to do Jordan now.
Do you get this feeling every now and then when something's so on point that it feels like you've eaten a meal?
Yeah.
I don't need to have dinner now.
I know what you mean. I do know what you mean. I've got a feel of that too, yeah.
Okay, I'm doing Jordan now. Boys, I've got to get this off of my chest. Have you realized how good it is if you wake up in the morning and just meditate for 5 minutes? Just do it for 5 minutes. It will change your entire life.
Jordan, I don't want to hear about this.
No, just listen to this. Meditate. It will change your life. It will get you whatever you want.
Anything?
It will get you a girl.
Lamborghini.
Penis.
A Lamborghini.
It will get you all of the success that you want. Sometimes just get up and wear a suit. Just wear a suit in your entire room and sit down. You'll end up doing a lot more work. This has changed my life. I was doing bucket bongs, and now look at me. I'm on top of the world.
That's mad.
That's all you have to do.
Just a really budget, not as good of a voice Tony Robbins.
Yeah, basically.
That's how Lali sees me. And he's really pissed off by Tony. That's pretty much how he sees me as well. He doesn't hate the fact that I exist. He just wishes I didn't.
That's hilarious.
Right. Man, when you were making me watch those Brian Tracy or whoever the fuck that asshole was.
Brian Tracy. Videos.
All right, I will admit that was pretty Scientology.
Who's Brian? Is he a self-help guy? Bad.
And I apologize for that.
No, it was. I actually got a few.
I made him sit there and watch an hour-long seminar of this old man just going, and did you know that if you read in your field, you're going to know more than other people?
Fuck. Also, giving, what is it? And we all know who likes taxes.
That, though, how much better is that than the influence you've given me, which is smoking bongs?
Hey, you were smoking bongs a lot before me, so don't try to pin that shit on me. And secondly,
I was an innocent flower before that.
I educated
you.
You
unraveled
about
me.
About world politics and certain
but it's not
lefty
the right
economic politics.
It's not the right environment to be stoned on. Having said that, though, Ali, you have screwed it up. So actually, you know what? I take that back. You've made weed impossible for me now.
Yes.
Every time you talk about it, you just start talking about really heavy shit. And then when you go and talk to a bunch of people, they're like, okay, we're just going to listen to really loud dubstep, go outside to a really shit glass oval table and play poker. And no one's going to say anything the entire time we're stoned. Go, buck bongs out.
Yeah, that's what it should
Can't
be.
Can't do it. Yeah, of course, that appeals to you, doesn't it? Just love it.
That's what it should be.
Okay.
It's a tumultuous relationship is what you're saying, but they should let
alone. I'm saying... Ali actually helps me more than meditation videos
by pumping cones and being like, hey man, all the
intense shit.
Yeah, nuclear war.
And I can't not talk about intense shit when I'm high and no one else wants to talk about intense shit.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, why did you do that to them? I liked it when they used to burn each other's asses with spatulas. Fuck
you, Ali.
I think he was already on train for it, and he just needed someone to usher him in.
Well, no, but really, Ali is the butterfly effect, isn't it?
Oh, that's annoying.
He is that butterfly landing on a flower, causing an earthquake in Indonesia.
And Jordan's influenced me heaps too. I now also hate the ABC.
Yeah, he has that effect. He really does.
Okay, so this has to be the last one.
And Miss Love has really influenced me as well, as I've now realized that Doritos with extra cheese are tastier than Supreme cheese.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Boys. Dude, have I got a story for you. So I was in Sombreros. And, like, it's not that rare. It happens all the time. Yeah, you're right. It happens all the time. I had breakfast there as well. Anyway, the point is I went there for lunch. And I was sitting in there, and the guy takes out refried beans, and I just go, what is this, India? Who eats refried beans? Don't refry them. Just fry them once. Is that enough? Isn't that enough? Am I crazy? I'm not crazy, right? Everyone else thinks this, surely. And he puts this on, and then I say, can I have some meat on it? He says, did you get a vegetarian burrito? I said, you can put meat on it. It's not that hard. It's right next to the beans. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll give you 50 cents. I'll come around and put it on my own burrito. How's that? He says, no. So I go and complain to the CEO of Sombreros. I actually kick down the door. They take me out of the... Just because I'm dressed like a Chechenian freedom fighter, they drag me out. I'm like, dude, you can search my ass. I don't have a gun. Yeah, I've got a knife, but that's not for you. That's just in case there's a terrorist hiding underneath your table. I'm doing you a favor.
It's like he's known me my whole life, looking, talking to my soul. It's me.
That I think that happened.
I wish to subscribe to your newsletter. I don't know who that was, but I like the cut of his
newsletter. Yeah. You're already subscribed.
Jesus. Damn.
That exact same thing happened.
You just reignited old Sombrero beef.
At the end.
Dude, you ignited old Sombrero beef, actually. That's awesome. Because I went there recently and that basically happened. I'm not even kidding. That like literally basically happened. That's crazy.
What was that one time when you got really pissed off at their music? Huh?
Yeah, I got really pissed off because they're shitty mashups.
Yeah, and then you started complaining about them on Facebook.
Yeah, I had a Facebook war with them and heaps of people got involved and heaps of my friends did. And like half my friends were pro me and half were against me. Pro Zambrero.
You know you're not popular when half of your friends are against you and for a corporation that they don't know anything about.
They're like, yeah, they told me to settle down, my mates. Fuck,
I think I was one of them.
For the record, fuck Sombrero.
You need to make that your autobiography. The Last Angry Man.
And Sombrero, no.
As a man who hates Sombrero, you eat a lot of Sombrero.
I know. That's very true. But I do hate it oh so much.
You were born a 70-year-old man. You kind of just walked out of your mum, didn't you? That's what happened. You were just like, hey, thanks for the lift, love. Anyway, this isn't my bashka.
This isn't the 261. Ah, the shops are closed already. Fuck.
Hey, can you direct me to the Clash of Sombrero? That was your first word, Sombrero?
My first words were, can you direct me to the closest Sombrero? Fuck. What, there's no pork?
Can you deny it?
No, I can't.
Well, while we're talking about Christ, how self-obsessed we are of each other,
yeah.
Let's
that was
do
great.
One more segment about that.
Yeah.
What Simpsons character are we?
So pathetic. All right.
Shouldn't we space this out or?
Nah, let's go.
We're going to double down or nothing. I just know, I don't know what I am or what Jordan is.
I'm Homer Simpson.
But I know exactly what fucking Miss Love is.
What's your idea?
Homer?
He's Otto.
See, this is the real problem because when he had hair, yes, but now he doesn't. And he does look exactly like Homer Simpson. And remember when we were in the casino at Crown? And he walks in and he says, I'm starting to think that there's something behind this casino thing. And then I said, what are you talking about, Miss Love? And he goes, look at all these people. They can't all be wrong.
I actually said that.
That is a Homer lie.
I actually said that. Yeah, that's true. And I actually said that.
Yeah.
Dude, that's
I think he could be homeless. He does look exactly like him. Yeah. Either that or Mr. Sparkler. No, I don't know.
He just needs to gain more weight. Give him like a decade and then he will be Homer Simpson.
Damn.
Oh, decade. Come on. 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months. If I eat more Zambrero, I'll be there. Yeah, look.
Okay, so you know,
case closed there.
And your house does look like the Simpsons house.
It does, actually.
Okay, so what do you think? What do you think Jordan is then?
Oh, I don't know.
I'll tell you who I think I am.
This is a really heavy weighted question. It's a lot to think about because there's a lot. Is it just the looks or personality? It's a lot to ponder.
I don't know.
Well, I think I'm Nelson Muntz.
Okay, yeah, there's a bit of. I can see that.
Why are you Nelson?
I think my entire life is basically just,
can I get some money?
It is a bit like that.
Yeah, true. But in personal life, you're not as alpha.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck, this is really difficult. This is a really difficult question.
Are you saying that I'm like Lewis or one of those side characters that's kind of friends with Bart?
Actually, yeah, you're the really pale one who's sick all the time.
Yeah.
Wendell.
Yeah, you're Wendell. No, but that's a bit harsh. No, but Wendell seems like an intelligible man, and he's kind of like crushed by the weight of the world. You're that guy.
You reckon?
Yeah, I'll give you that. Okay. But I do see.
But I do understand your Nelson bit, and it's a good analogy.
It's hard,
what about
man.
Troy McClure.
Oh, sorry, that's the win. You're Troy McClure.
That's it.
Gay? I wish.
Yeah, that is me.
Yeah. No, you're Troy McClure.
I have a sexual abnormality.
D-grade celebrity. Dude, you're right. You're Troy McClure.
It's so true.
Dude, that's true. That thing of like professional huffnagles, fantabulous contraption, that's you.
It's so weird. And also this of just being obsessed with self-help gurus, just being like, you've helped me with my shattering alcoholism.
Yeah. Okay, that's case closed. You're Troy McClure. That's a good one, actually. Ali, though.
So what's Ali there?
Yeah, I'm the most difficult one.
Ooh.
I mean, it could be very easy. I could just be Apu and we could get over with it.
Yeah. You could just be... I think you're just Apu, or maybe...
But I can't... I'm not Apu.
Okay. Fat Tony, your comic book guy.
But I'm not nerdy enough.
Yeah, that's true. You got a bit of nerdiness.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not. I am nerdy, but like not in
comic
that
book
way,
guy though. Is an incel. Ali is the furthest thing from that.
Dude, you're Apu.
Ali's had too much sex.
No, he's Apu. No,
that's not true. I've got to change this perception.
It's oversexed.
People are randomly calling me degenerate. I am not oversexed. In fact, I haven't gotten laid in a long time.
How long?
2 weeks.
3 weeks. But... There's a long, before that three week mark.
Gold. This writes itself.
January.
Stop it. You're a player. No. You're Apu, and Apu has 5 kids. You're Apu. Dude.
But you know what, actually? We're just going to have to expand it out to the entire graining universe. You're Dr. Zoidberg.
Wait, damn. Zoidberg? Damn.
Do you think that's accurate? No one agrees.
I'll take it.
But how much can you imagine Ali saying when he sees a guinea pig on the ground? Watch this. 3 meals in 1 week.
Man, this segment does not have much substance.
Well, it was fun while it lasted. And we're going to stretch it out for another 15 minutes.
We're just going to put it out there. Give us your three
so
Simpsons
cheap.
Characters that fit our personalities.
Yeah, and then we will discuss them in length. Thank you. For
yeah, we'll expand.
Probably rubbish them too. But
we will expand.
All right, fine. So let's talk about. So this is Jordan's segment. Aussie comedians.
Yes,
and
this
I
is what I want to hear.
Judith Lucy is.
You'll find out the Bert Newton of female comedians.
So
is she the Bert Newton of female comedians?
No.
Or is she just a potato?
Is she that frizzy head chick that's like, I talk like this and I'm from New Zealand?
Close, but she's not from New Zealand. But
do you know who I'm talking about? She's like
pretty much every female comic over the age of 50.
She's like, I always wear red lipstick. That one?
Yep.
She sucks.
Hi, Marilburn. I went and saw a live show. I was expecting
it
to be incredible because, as Ali pointed out, in the last video.
Dude, I know her.
I did the best impersonation. I should be given awards for my impersonation.
You did more Judith Lucy.
Okay, fine. Okay, hold on. Let me do mine.
I'll do mine in the meantime.
What does she talk about? Not me.
Every single time. Yeah, she does.
No, but wait a minute. Do you think... Okay, she's like, hi. So, how often are you finding yourself being stuck at home while the man's at work, but then weirdly... Actually, I'm enjoying this. I want to be persecuted. And everyone's like, ha ha. It's like, I want to be persecuted. Yeah, it's fine. I'm like, I'm going to start my own movement. It's the women want that. It's the women freedom movement. I want to be at home making cupcakes. That's right. I want to do it.
Dang.
Was that one of her jokes?
I mean, you sound like Marvin the Martian, but that is pretty much one of her jokes. But then again, so does Judith Lucy. Yeah. So full marks.
Go on, do yours, Jordan.
She's so Melbourne, I have a little,
that's better.
Confession to make. Yeah. My vagina, how do I put this? God. It would make Ku Klux Klan members think, bit too much of a hood, sweetheart.
Oh, yes. Dude, nailed it.
Yeah, he wins again. He's too good.
But the thing is, I went and saw her live, and I went with my booking manager, Sandy, and we were both expecting it to be fucking good because her 5 minutes on the project, and as Ali pointed out last week, it's totally fine to like the project.
In fact, it's great.
It's his favorite show.
It's the best show on television.
Cut his mic.
Cut his mic.
I went there expecting yuck-yucks because...
Yuck-yucks. Minutes.
Okay, listen to this story and tell me this is not one of the funniest dating stories you've ever heard. It tops all of Ali's. This is what happens.
It better be a penis involved.
Of course there is. Right. It's Judith Lucy.
Yeah.
So she was dating this bald Turkish man that was way older than she was. She had sex with him because she was just doing like a history of her dating. She had sex with him. She has that moment of, is this the one? Is this the guy I'm going to spend the rest of my life with? And then he kind of turns over, still panting after sex, and goes, "You think you can leave, baby? I want to watch the soccer now." While she's thinking that. So she gets up to leave and go, and she realizes that the soccer game was taped.
Oh, great move, though. Great move.
What do you mean? What?
That's a good,
it's a good
job,
move.
Though.
It's a good move to get someone out.
How is that a good move?
Well, it works.
That's the worst. If that's your criteria,
yeah. That's my criteria. That's the definition of my criteria. Yes, that is
but
my criteria.
Anything works in that scenario, then.
I got to go see something. No, but then you have to get out of bed if you say, I have to do shit.
Yeah, but if you just say the line, can you please leave?
Yeah, but you need a reason.
9 out of 10 women will leave.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. But a reason's better.
No,
but
no.
But the thing is, I thought, well, obviously you guys didn't think that story was great. I thought it was hilarious.
No,
so
no,
I
it was
went
funny.
And saw
it was
them.
Funny.
It doesn't sound like it at all.
No, yes, I was just the mic and say, that's really, really good. Well, he was on the Turkish man's side.
That's true. Sitting there going, and? It's a good tactic.
Dude, it's also like a really, it's funny, but it's also extremely slack to kick someone out while you're still panting for a,
yeah, but I'm
for
saying
a
it's
soccer
a,
game.
I stand
tank.
By it. It's a good tactic, but yeah, go on. Nothing funny here. Just hard and fast. Just hard and fast.
Dating advice,
yeah.
The only way.
Yeah, so I went and saw her. You know what her entire shtick is? Complaining about how shit her life is. We then tallied how much money she made at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. And this is before all the marketing and all of the venue hire. But she was, I don't know what the word is, grossing or netting.
Mm.
I'm not exactly good with this whole basic tact. But, she grossed, at a conservative estimate, $1.1 million.
Wow.
And she's sitting there just going like, I just really, fuck my life is terrible. Why am I so bad with men? Maybe it's because you did an entire stand-up show about how shit of a person you are and how gross your tits are.
God.
And how nobody likes you. And you're self-indulgent enough to think that everybody wants to hear you complain about mild problems of your life. And then I just realized my social media editor is right. Stand-up is without a doubt the shittest art form on earth.
Yeah.
It is so overpaid. No one's good at it. And yeah. all they do is just complain about, dude, I don't like my nose. Does anyone else think I'm nose?
Yeah, dude, true.
I've got a free source of that. It's called Every Chick on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to pay $50 yeah. for that.
No, absolutely. Okay, absolutely correct.
I'm going to say something which you guys might not appreciate.
Jarius Luthy is the best comedian in the world, as well as the project.
Funny jokes. I've all heard only one joke, and that was funny. But secondly, like, men do that shit all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not just women.
No, all,
dude,
like,
men comedian. You know who's the worst comedian? You know who's the worst comedian on earth? That
Kevin Hart.
No, there's worse. There's worse. That weird, obscure Irish guy on ABC who's pale with blonde hair. It's like, I talk like this. And I was on Talking About My Generation. I'm like a host.
Damn, Josh Thomas.
Worst comedian on the planet. Well, probably worst human on the planet. I don't know where he is, in the world now. That man is just shockingly bad. So it's not a woman thing. It's like that guy.
No,
that-
what I'm saying is every comedian on earth, bar Dave Chappelle, and of course the man, the legend, Rodney Rood.
Hey.
And who
Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker.
Peter Hellier.
Chris Tucker's mad.
Yeah, Chris Tucker's mad. Sorry.
Whenever I think that Miss Love can't add anything funny to the conversation, he beats me. When you say Chris Tucker, but Chris Tucker, that's like saying Adam Sandler, but don't forget Adam Sandler.
No, it's not.
No,
it absolutely
it's
not.
Is not. I disagree.
Well, dude, because Chris Tucker is the black Adam Sandler, and that makes it sick.
Chris Tucker is the black Adam Sandler.
I'm sorry.
He was relevant in the 90s.
Yeah.
Everything that he's done after that is shit, and also mimics what he did in the 90s. Adam Sandler did
dude,
that.
I'm sorry. I'm
having
sorry.
Having said that, though, Chris Tucker has a really high-pitched voice. He's one of the best comedians on earth.
I'm sorry. Chris Tucker does not walk on stage and go, my mom, she told me, Chris, why can't you be more like this guy? Oh, I don't want to. That is not Chris Tucker. That's fucking Adam Sandler. Do not compare.
Dude, Adam Sandler is a children's clown that got lucky.
He's horrible.
But he was also, come on, growing up, his movies.
Yeah, Happy Madison.
My favorite comedian.
Yeah.
When I was 10 years old.
Dude, he's done
that's
five
not
good
surprising albums. He's dude.
Adam
Sandler. Who was your favorite comedian when you were 10 years? George Carlin.
Rodney Rood.
Yeah,
okay,
still is
enough.
Now.
Fair
Adam
enough.
Sandler was good at
he
making movies. He should
no,
never.
My favorite comedian is Waleed. Oh,
he should have never gotten on a stage.
Who?
Adam Sandler. Great movies. Don't
who's
ever
watching,
walk on a stage.
Chris Tucker is
Did
the funniest
stand up
at the moment.
What? Did you see stand up?
Yes.
Who? Chris Tucker's?
No. What? Adam Sandler's terrible at stand up. Yes, I watched it. I told you before. It's horrible. His movies are good.
His movies are also
so. What was he talking
shit?
About for an hour?
You,
I don't know, Ali Spanglish.
Do you?
That was you, I, dude. That
do you
was
know what
that
he
was
did?
A last straw.
This is
and
what
I
he
saw
did.
Spanglish, thinking that it was going to be the sequel to Little Nicky. I was so disappointed. I was like, man, I'm going to say this. Fuck Adam Sandler.
Damn, you are so late to the party. As always.
Do you know what his live show is?
That was the last straw.
If you want to do something viral for your YouTube videos. Live stream Adam Sandler's latest Netflix special and just comment on it, and I guarantee you it'll be 50 times better than anything you've ever done.
What do you think about that new stand-up that he's in? Are you talking about the same one where he's like he's playing the guitar?
Yes.
And shit? But they're saying that's supposed to be good.
It is fucking not good.
Wow.
Dude, this is what it was. I watched it last night and I had to turn it off. I was gonna have a fucking seizure. It is literally like the worst, like the worst, like early 90s SNL jokes of him walking around, and then it's just him picking up a Fender guitar with a piano player playing and singing these songs that are like, and this is a song about my mom when she called me and told me that she's sending a friend down to Hollywood and asking if I can help, ding, and then puts a guitar in there like, and then walks around being like, do you ever think like dishwashers are alive and I think about you?
Dude,
how do you have a career? How do you have a fucking career? And I'm not exaggerating. That was one of the songs. It's like, dude, put the guitar down. The tiny, minute chance of you being a successful musician or rock star in any universe, that fucking super sailed. Put the fucking guitar down. You can't play it. You're not a musician.
Also,
you're a failure.
It's crazy.
Damn scathing.
It was such a character
I loved Happy Gilmore.
From your part, but I think you're right, man.
It was sad.
He
was, dude. It was.
Have you seen his new movies?
Yeah, they're horrible.
Any of his new movies, just pick one at random and you realize it's the worst movie you've seen until you pick the next one.
He's done like 4 or 5 really funny movies. I stand by Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison are fucking genius. Little Nicky's mad, fuck yeah. Even
Big Daddy.
Hell yeah, Big Daddy's mad too. I'll pay that.
But I think
absolutely funny people. Funny people too.
Funny. No, he's done some really good movies. Mr. Deeds is mad. I am very sneaky,
I think,
sir.
That's literally
but
it.
No, that's
actually,
it.
Actually, guys, I'm pretty sure that we're all missing out on something huge here. All of them blown out of the water by You Don't Mess With The Zohan.
That was actually.
That was
horrible.
A good movie.
That was horrible. Was no, no,
it was a perfect blend.
Finally, yeah, we're on point. No, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Exactly. Exactly. But it was the perfect blend of like. You know what it was? You know what it was? Really shithouse Zoolander.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I can't say it was great.
I thought
but
it was the beginning of, again, the beginning of the end of Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I agree.
Really
I agree.
Opinions on this.
No, I agree with Ali on this one.
It was.
I just don't understand.
Guys, I mean, like, I'm still friends with you, but damn.
Dude, having said that,
I'll still watch it.
I didn't hate Zohan as much as I hate his new ones.
Same.
There was something good about Zohan, but it was
gloriously shit.
But why is hummus?
Not
yeah,
to
I
be
guess.
Financed yeah. Still, that movie
yeah.
should not have been produced, and someone should have sat down with Adam Sandler and was like, "Dude,
don't do
no,
it.
No,
yeah.
This is shit, bro."
Like, this is what I don't get. How can you make a career on on like speaking from the side of your mouth and doing really shit acts? Like, oh, I don't think I can do that. Dude, that is not
that's his skill in life.
It's so
PhD in muffling his voice.
It's like, look,
that's all he does. And actually, Mislav, your impression of Adam Sandler is pretty all right.
Thanks, man. I honestly feel like I love the guy, and if I met him, I wouldn't have a bad word to say about him because it's hard to be a fucking golden prized hen creatively through your whole career, especially in comedy.
Who's done it?
What, in comedy?
One
Dave Chappelle.
In comedy.
Dave Chappelle.
Okay, actually, besides Dave Chappelle. But someone who's like has to pump out movies as well. Dave Chappelle went out of his highest.
Maybe
one person. I think I can think of one where you guys might disagree.
Who?
Go.
Steve Martin.
Yeah, I'll pay that.
No,
I'll pay that. I agree with you. I'll totally
and
pay that.
Steve Martin.
He's funny, man.
He's one of those top tier. It's actually.
He invented the genre.
Is pretty much exactly the same as acting. There's millions of people who do it that get paid for it, but there's like 10 of them that should be.
Yeah.
And Steve Martin's one of them for
sure. That's
a
good call.
And that's because the genius of Steve Martin, I was reading his autobiography, he completely inverted the genre. He looked at it a complete different way. So every single comedian before him came up and just did the show. Nixon, they call him Tricky Dicky. You know why? Because his nose looks like a penis. Am I right? Am I right?
No, maybe they should go back. I mean, you can't.
That is true. And then on top of that, if you just started spinning the bow tie after that, being like, oh, I really shouldn't. I really shouldn't.
I mean, obviously that speaks to me. But go on.
It speaks to Ali.
Yeah, it speaks to me.
But go on. But all genres need to be mixed up for, you know,
but
for creativity's
sake.
His
idea was to just put a bunch of setups and never a punchline until the audience kind of just starts breaking down with laughter.
Yeah, it's very
at
cool.
At how
absurd
the acts are. And so he just kept doing that for 10 years without anyone in the entire industry or any audience giving him positive feedback.
Wow.
Everyone else was kind of just saying, stop it. Or like, yeah, you can be my opening act because you make me look better.
Yeah. Wow.
And then after that 10 years, he broke through with a revolutionary show that has not been topped since. If you go watch Steve Martin's stand-up, you will sit there and it is like Craig Ferguson at his finest. Those days when he's really on, because his show was so improvised, a lot of the days are duds, but some of them are incredible. Some of those days you sit there and you're just like, this has to be some of the best TV ever made. And it is just a man coming up with things off the top of his head. That's pretty much Steve Martin's show. You just look at it and you're just like, okay, I've never seen anything like that. It is the magic mountain of comedy.
The original Mighty Boosh.
And good. Yeah, that's the other thing as well.
Well,
instead of them just
like
how
Bush.
Random is this? A fox penis, yeah? I mean, I could have thought of that really easily. Yeah, but you didn't, did you? So basically, you just postmodern art, pretty much.
a bubblegum monster.
Is there anyone else though? In that
I need to think about it now.
Someone who's actually been consistently also putting out material and somehow has remained.
Is Jackie
relevant.
Chan a stand-up comedian?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Of course. Look at him.
No, I'm hard.
No, okay. I'm sorry. This is going to be the most smug Sydney Morning Herald point ever, but
Donald Trump.
Still funny as fuck.
He's... You are, that is, yes, it was a Sydney Morning Herald. Tell me he's not a comedian.
No, but he is a comedian.
No, but okay, let me just expand on that point a little more, because now I'm feeling really gross for saying
you should.
That, and I should, but the thing is, what I was saying with Ali is, show me any rally of Donald Trump's, Iowa,
yeah.
Some other pissant town.
So he's just killing it.
It's like an hour of gold.
That's true.
It's funny as fuck.
I get you.
And it's always, he's always on.
That's true. That's true.
Consistently
hilarious. So you're not saying he's a joke. You're saying he's funny.
He's funny.
Yeah, I get you. I get you. Yeah.
And I've said this before.
And his new act of hugging the flag when he comes on. Gold.
No, look, I'll pay that. I'll pay that.
I've said this before and I'll say it again. I would pay $100 to see Donald Trump live, and I would not pay $10 to see Kevin Hart live.
Yes.
Exactly.
I agree.
And it's not for any political reasons. Honestly.
No, it's just he's good. Just,
yeah.
He's actually funny.
He is.
Very funny.
He actually is.
He's, you know why? Because
he's flow.
Developed a character, and he's actually like got pretty mad calls.
Yeah.
He's basically Stephen Colbert's old character.
Yeah.
And he's always in character. And yeah, he's... Dude, I laugh all the time.
Mm.
I like watching...
He's got watching the Predator.
He's got good...
It's very funny.
But he's got good flow, too. Like, he's got that sort of, like... And also, like, he kind of is a stand-up comedian. Or just like, do you think that... This is what they do now with the being. I don't know what it is. It's like, it's kind of soothing. I don't know.
And he has the most crucial ingredient that any great comic needs to have: balls of steel.
And also he doesn't really.
No comedian on earth is more ballsy than Trump.
And he also kind of doesn't give a shit about saying the wrong thing. It seems like he'll just kind of like. Like he's kind of unhecklable. He's kind of unhecklable. Like what? Like, dude, in the primaries and shit, when he was running, it's just like, believe me, look at my hands, tell me these are small. Like, he never once was just like, he doesn't fumble. He's just like, lying, Ted, he needs something better than that. Like, a lot of comedians, there's nothing sadder than seeing a comedian that isn't comfortable, like... They shouldn't be there. You know what I mean? And they take things too personally. And usually they're not confident. So they have this weird thing when someone heckles them, like, oh, but I'm going to overstate it by being really outlandish and like giving it back, like by shocking you. Like comedians that shock are fucking lame. I don't want to be shocked. I don't want to be
it
like.
It depends on the comedian and the.
I don't want to be shocked. I want someone just to have a chat with you like you're on the couch like we are now and
like,
basically have cool anecdotes.
If that guy says something shocking, it's good.
Yeah.
Most and of the time, not really like, for me.
So well, Dave Chappelle says shocking things every now and then.
Okay, yeah. Dave Chappelle does, but he can. I guess what I'm saying is vibe is the key ingredient.
Yeah, you're right.
And also, it just depends on you.
Vibe.
Can't just completely just. Be shocking all the time.
You need vibe.
You remember last.
You need to be able to walk around and say nothing for 30 seconds and be like.
And people just go.
Yeah.
Like Dave Chappelle just like. It's crazy.
Yeah, those
it's
pauses
like,
are
funny,
great.
Dude.
Those pauses
are
good.
Bill, what's his name? The guy. This from Boston. Didn't give a fuck. That guy.
Bill Burr.
He'll do the thing where he just walks around and just be like. I think you can't. I have a lot of respect for comedians because you can't fake it. You can fake a musician. You can't fake it. Or you will bomb.
Well, okay.
That's true. You're right.
But yeah. To what level, Jordan, in your humble opinion,
you don't fake it.
Is Donald Trump's character a put on? As in like he's working on that character. And to what extent do you think it's just naturally him? Like, does he know he's a comedian is what I'm asking.
Yeah,
he's not a dumb person.
I think that he goes into different states.
Yeah.
So when he's talking to people and say that he's talking to, I don't know, the president of South Korea.
Yeah.
He's going to be
presidential.
A lot more hospitable.
Presidential.
Not even presidential, just some dude who owns a Vegas casino that's just going like, you get in their face.
And he's dealing with
Like, it'd be like that, don't you think?
Yeah, that's he's like a casino owner who's dealing with a 100 million whale.
Weird, I love that.
No. That's what I'm saying. There's nothing weird about thinking Donald Trump is an excellent showman.
Mm-hmm. But I'm aware of his two characters. One character is that he would do, let's say, at the State of the Union, and one character is that he would do at a rally in Iowa.
Yeah. But, well, that's pretty much the same thing, but anyway.
No, I think the State of the Union character is a little different to his character in Iowa.
But that's the thing. He's reading off a teleprompter at that, and again, no one on Earth should ever read off a teleprompter. If Trump has taught politics anything, it's that people don't care if you make faux pas. No one looks at like CNN coverage of them just being like Donald Trump saying that Mexicans should, quote, go back to where they came from. No one on Earth gives a shit.
Talking shinch.
Well, so
I think
even if they do care, they're not going to care in a day. That's just how the media cycle works, right? So it's just better to have this, exactly what Mislav said. It's like that old Ukrainian saying, which is that people don't remember what you said, but they remember how you make them feel.
Wow. That's cool. That's really profound, actually.
Isn't it?
Have you just done a quick...
After, like, what I can't remember anything Trump said in the 2016 election.
Yeah.
Except for grab it by the pussy, I guess, but yeah. He didn't even say that then.
Yeah.
But every time I think about Trump, I get a smirk on my face.
Yeah. Like, did you, have you seen the meme? The meme? No, it's not a meme, but the thing, by the way. I think it's really fucking funny. I'm sure you would have seen it, but it's a thing that's like, it's like a thing now and they mash up. It's like a meme thing. Anyway, someone's done an animation. It cracks me up every time. Sorry. Someone's done a really, really well drawn kind of like almost like a really well drawn animated thing of him when he's drinking the water, and it's really like vivid, the colors and stuff. And he's got like 7 Fiji waters. You know Fiji water?
Is that that something that can't be a ghost?
Who's there? Hello?
Please answer.
Jesus, that was terrifying.
That was so scary.
And on the door.
Oh my god, too. That was scary.
You scare me all the time.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
This has happened before. Light feet.
Yeah.
It's still scary. Well, it's still scary.
Maybe we should just end the podcast. Yeah,
we'll end the podcast here. But damn.
Wait, I gotta tell you the thing. I gotta tell you the thing. Anyway, so he's got like it's an animation, and he's got like 7 Fiji water bottles in a row. And you know that thing where he went like this, where he like opened the water bottle and was like. And just knocked it back. That thing where he's like, so someone's got that face of him drinking it, but they've animated him so it plays the Zelda theme. She's like, it's like,
I'm looking that up now.
It's so funny. I think it's the funniest thing ever made. Ever.
And that's another week of podcast. Thank you so much for donating.
Hey, Patreon. We love you. We love you. We love you guys.
Tell you gags that he's ripped off from another place. But doing it also in a horrible way that it makes it so much less funny.
I think it's better.
All right. Thanks a lot for listening to us.
See
you next week.
Oh.